say it, somebody offers you to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated.
And we talked about animals before. I want to ask you again about some of these. The kind of bird is supposed to be real wise and see in the dark.
Be real wild?
Wise.
Right.
Real smart. Wise.
Wild. Just don't kill them out here.
Oh, what kind of different kinds do you have around
here? We have a squid child. We have a sand owl. We live in sand here. We have a boot owl. Boot owl is a red light. Well, that is a person. He's an owl. He hoots at night. He's here 3 or 4 miles. That makes him laugh. I can't kill them. I might have a big shooting gun. He got into Kentucky. He killed at me and I was out hunting birds. I had a dog cook breakfast. Left him there to cook breakfast. I went to work in the town, running range for him. And he shot the house at the rock bottom, blew up there, lit the tree, and laid in my body. He yelled at me, "Dad, kill the turkey." By that time, I heard him shooting him. I must have missed him about 100 yards. I went charging down there and I couldn't hold him down. What he done, he hit him the first shot and he fell and caught with his claws on some bushes. He started fixing to fly away and shot him again. That owl had a wingspan. Put it that way.
Pretty good sound owl.
It's big owl. I heard that thing years ago when I go down and hunt. That thing had been there. Everybody used to hear him at night. When the first time I took him down, like Stan said, he never had heard one. But after he got used to it, and he'd heard it the night before, but they had a stand down there, the people get up on up in the building, I mean, up in the tree, platform, and shoot a deer when he ran by, I'd take him along that plank. And I told him, he'd get through breakfast, he'd get up and climb up that tree, and I'd hang him his gun, he used to watch out for turkey. So we had turkey on his mind. He was about 15. Killed that owl. That old owl, the one dead, had it, he died. Head as big as a fist. His eyes yellow. He sat up there and looked at me, waved and looked at me, and I said, "See?" I said, "I made it feel pretty bad." And I said, "Now, he's made for life. He's been made down here for 10 or 15 years. He lived 20 years." I said, "Now, this mate won't ever make it again. Be hunting him tonight. She was here rooting around him all night long. We didn't stay that night. I didn't. I made that up. Now he felt terrible about it. I finally got a stick, hit him on the head, finished him off.
What do you call it? Kind of bird that
holds
the tree?
Woodpecker, sapsucker.
Ever hear
him call pecker wood? Yeah, there's some of them called pecker wood, but I think that's just an expression. They're not. It's a red-headed woodpecker, and then there's a little black and white woodpecker.
Pepperwood,
did
you ever hear them use that to call people there?
I used to. When we were kids coming up, they'd call them a little side of the pepperwood. It uses an affectionate expression. It's not a critical.
That animal that stinks of a black and white
skunk. Old cat. Boy, they're terrible.
You got any kind of name
in covers? They found one out there
as
well. Oh. I had one come to get in the bathroom one time when I was a kid. I didn't believe it until I went back. The gals come and told me about it. In the old days, they put the bathroom right at the back of a house. Just one bathroom, toilet. And they added to that, they built the house. They had to cut a hole in the floor to run the pipe through. So they just cut, saw a square hole and ran